Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
Last week I said that the church is both local and global. It is. I had in mind the ELC congregations and the wider church relations that exist ecumenically in each country and internationally. And here I was predominantly thinking of global Lutherans in their two international groups. But of course, this description also describes locally one of my congregations in the ELCE, the one in Suffolk, because former members, now global, still tune in, help out, pray for, stay in touch, and financially support the locals in East Anglia. Online, we also have those who watch on Zoom, Facebook, and YouTube in the UK and across the world. The point is that whether we're thinking our congregation or around the world, Jesus continues to come to us. Last week, Jesus rode in on a donkey, instituted the Lord's Supper, died on the cross, and was buried. And this week, we celebrate the empty tomb and Jesus' resurrection, his defeat of death's power. And yes, it is history, events of the past, but Christians celebrate these events and Jesus, because he comes to us now, this 2023 now, locally and globally. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Congregational life, synodical life, and the life of the one holy church always has as its foundation Jesus. It can be easy to miss him in our organizations, but personally and corporately, who we are as Christians and everything we do is because we meet Jesus, who keeps coming to us. He never tires of this journey. Jesus wants us to live with him and follow him each day, in the life we're living in our time and place. And this can be at home, at the congregation, at work, in society, even globally. As Jesus says, "Follow me." This life changes us personally. And as we grow physically, one day at a time, so we grow spiritually, one day at a time, as Jesus nourishes and cleans and guides and blesses us. This growth is usually imperceptible at the time, but it can be noticed as we look back to who we were a year ago, a decade ago. Unfortunately, we can also do things that harm ourselves physically, so we can do similarly spiritually. In fact, the spiritual and physical are often regarded as connected. A recent study in America from some economists postulates the theory that the drop in religious participation, for example, going to church and being involved in congregational life, is a previously unknown consideration in the rise of deaths from suicides, poisonings, and liver disease, sometimes labeled deaths of despair. There are many studies about religiosity and health outcomes, but no studies on what might happen with a decline in religious participation, and this study begins the discussion, particularly looking at the repeal of the Blue Laws, which limited such things as Sunday trading. The economists see church attendance as cultural because people gather together and are supported and support each other, and it is this decline rather than belief or personal activities like prayer that seems to correlate with these deaths of despair. I found the study interesting and the economic formulas unfathomable, particularly as it was mentioned that other groups, that is, non-religious, voluntary, or other community groups, needed to be researched but appeared not to support people in the same way as religious groups. Local and global, physical and spiritual, meeting and following Jesus gives us a wider perspective than just me, me, me. That is healthy, I think. I'm not wanting to denigrate any person or suggest anyone is unimportant. Patently, that isn't true, as Jesus died for us all. He died for you. You, who are listening to this, you are precious to Jesus. But life just with ourselves is ultimately very lonely. With Jesus, we are still me, but now with meaning and purpose and perspective about life and living locally and globally. That makes us truly alive. And the church calls all people to come and meet Jesus each divine service, a weekly anniversary of the resurrection, while we still proclaim the Lord's death until he appears in glory. And doing this together in a local place is important for us and for those around us. For Jesus draws us to himself and thus closer to others. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, ever-living God, we thank you that you have overcome the old powers of sin and death through the mighty resurrection of your Son and have made all things new in him. Make us dead to sin and alive to you in Jesus Christ so that we can live in our congregations and in the world with confidence and joy. For he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.